The Forest Service chief is spending a busy couple of days in the Tongass National Forest. He and Murkowski already visited Annan Creek near Wrangell, a second growth harvest in Kena Cove, a commercial thinning of young growth in Hollis, Viking Lumber in Klawock, and met with Forest Service and timber industry officials in Ketchikan. That was just the first day. For day two,
we're going to have an opportunity to fly over the Suantai Intertie. We're going to go over Belle Island, Lake Shalokam. We're going to have an opportunity to be in Wrangell for a short while. And then we will fly over the Stikeen, Whale Pass, and a couple of the timber sales, Log Jam, Big Thorn, Polk Inlet, and also an opportunity to view from the air the Niblack mine site.
The goal of the trip for both Murkowski and Tidwell is for the chief to learn firsthand what life is like on the Tongass.
The purpose of my time here is to learn and listen, and so that I have a better understanding of the challenges and the issues that folks here in the Tongass are working on together with our communities. You know, as great as the briefings that I get and the work that our staffs do to inform me, you know, there's nothing that can replace actually seeing it yourself.
So did Tidwell gain that insight? He says he's heard many times about, for example, the difficulty of transportation in Alaska, but seeing it for himself at the Kena Cove harvest
really helped me to have a better understanding of all the steps that it takes to be able to make this work, and then also the way to be able to coordinate not only the transportation, but to find ways so that it's not only economical for the saw logs, but opportunities to make it economically viable to make use of the smaller diameter of the treetops, you know, for biomass. It's not as simple as just loading it on a chip truck and driving down the road to a pellet facility, for instance.
Murkowski says she hopes this personal trip also will show the Forest Service chief how the roadless rule is particularly problematic in Alaska. She says roadless doesn't mean the same thing in Alaska as it does down south. For example, Murkowski says construction by helicopter just isn't economically feasible here.
You might be able to do it down in the lower 48 where you have roads and you can put the equipment, you can put the engines, the motors, the transmission towers, you can put them on a road and get them to a place, and then where you have to use a helicopter, you can sling it a short distance, and it's not going to be so expensive that it completely shoots your whole project.
The Sea Alaska Land Transfer Bill also came up. Murkowski is a sponsor of the Senate version of the bill, and Tidwell says that version is a document his office strongly endorses. He says it fulfills the federal government's commitment to the Native Corporation.
In the way that the lands were identified, it was based on how to not only meet the needs for the corporation, but at the same time to be able to, so it works, you know, for the Tongass National Forest.
Murkowski's bill would transfer about 70,000 acres of the Tongass National Forest to Sea Alaska ownership, the final transfer of land called for under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Many stakeholders have accepted the newest measure, although residents of some communities, particularly those on northern Prince of Wales Island, continue to oppose the transfer because of the likely logging activity that will take place. Tidwell also mentioned some grants that the Forest Service recently approved for the Ketchikan Gateway Borough and the Chilkoot Indian Association in Haines. Those grants will help pay for design work on woody biomass boilers. Tidwell says that moving those projects forward will help lead to demand for that renewable energy source.
Once we get that demand, and then you can justify creating the facility here, it's going to create more demand because folks will say, okay, it's actually going to be even less expensive to be able to use some of the biomass than it currently is.
The chief was wearing a pair of new-looking extra-tough boots. He admitted they were purchased for this trip and says they served their purpose well.
Yesterday when we were up at Annan and walking along the boardwalk there, and it was a nice wet day in southeast, they did their job. Not only my feet were dry, but they have great traction.
Murkowski is visiting a number of communities in Alaska during her summer break from the Senate. Her next scheduled appearance is a speech in Anchorage on August 13th. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.